From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Germany has the second largest Muslim population in Europe, but it has only recently started serious efforts toward integration. The process has been far from easy, and as NPR's Emily Harris reports, German Muslims have different ideas about what it means to integrate.
The Zurich Elementary School in Berlin solved one practical problem of integrating Muslim students into the full German program just by everyone being a bit flexible about swimwear. Among the class of third graders plunging into the pool for swimming lessons, two girls wear leggings in addition to regular swimsuits. One has a long-sleeved shirt on as well. The extra coverings represent a compromise between Muslim parents who wanted to keep their daughters out of swim class altogether and the school, which insisted swim lessons were required. Once the public pool administrators okayed swimming in clothes, Manal Araki let her daughter, who normally wears a veil, participate.
Aber was mir nicht gefällt im Schwimmunterricht, dass die Mädchen...
But what I still don't like about the swimming classes is that the girls shower together. I taught my children they shouldn't look at what the others are doing, and I bought extra large towels for them.
On a larger scale, integrating Muslims in Germany hasn't been as simple. Most of the 3 million Muslims here are ethnic Turks who came here for work. Now they can get citizenship, but it's still difficult. Ali Kizilkaya has lived here 37 years, but he says he's still regarded as a foreigner.
Ich fühle mich noch nicht akzeptiert.
I don't feel accepted yet, and it's not just me. There is no common concept, no definition for integration in Germany. Politicians talk about integration, but they mean assimilation. Integration cannot mean that in Bavaria I have to walk around in leather pants and a hat.
He prefers a coat and tie. As head of the Islam Council of Germany, Kizilkaya is working to get Muslims the same rights other major religions enjoy in Germany.
Also, Abraham sagt,
Muslim fifth graders at the Hansa Gymnasium in Cologne spend 2 hours a week learning about Islam. Catholic and Protestant students meet at the same time, but there's a crucial difference. Islam classes here are supposed to be simply informative, unlike the others, where the church sets the curriculum and can include prayer. So far, Muslims have that right only in Berlin, and it took 20 years of legal battles. German Interior Minister Wolfgang Schäuble.
Of course, our religious communities are normally churches, Protestant churches, Catholic churches, and some Muslims want to be treated like Catholics and Protestants. And our answer is, of course, we have the freedom of religious, we are neutral as a state, but you Muslims have to fulfill the preconditions.
The two he mentions most frequently are no violence and a full acceptance that men and women are equal. But what's creating problems right now is the government's hope that one organization could represent all Germany's Muslims. Four major Muslim groups have united as a coordination council in an attempt to answer that expectation. Ayman Mizek is part of the council.
We have in Deutschland 2,500 Moscheen circa.
There are 2,500 mosques in Germany, and the members of the Coordination Council represent 2,000 of them. We are the natural, the only partner when it comes to hard facts of how to organize Islam in Germany.
But the government doesn't agree, saying only about 15% of Muslims in Germany attend mosques. Officials organizing the formal dialogue between the government and Muslims in Germany invited 5 national Muslim groups and 9 individuals to participate. Esar Gizirali is one of those.
It's not possible to speak with one voice because these are so different groups, so different people, you cannot summarize them in one voice.
Jasayirli believes integration problems need simple solutions, like making sure all immigrants learn German. Her participation in the government's 3-year dialogue on Islam frustrates some of the mosque representatives, who say Muslims who have no religious demands of the state shouldn't really be part of the conversation. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.